Can you tell me what Entangled is all about?
Entangled is a fantasy adventure. It's a battle of good against evil. I have two principal characters, both of them young women. One of them lives 24,000 years ago in the Stone Age, and the other lives today in the 21st century in modern Los Angeles. Now, in the scheme of this novel, time is not what it seems. The novel takes a quantum view of time, where all times unfold simultaneously, where time is not an arrow, but a series of cycles. And these two young women are brought together by a supernatural force to confront a demon who is moving through time, who's active in the Stone Age and active in the 21st century as well. And the only way he can be defeated is if these two young women come together and join forces and exercise all their courage and all their ingenuity to bring about the victory of the light against the darkness.
I can't wait to read it. Sounds brilliant. You're known as a writer of nonfiction. Why did you decide to write a novel?
For many years, I've written nothing but nonfiction, and rather controversial nonfiction, looking particularly at the possibility of a lost civilization. Could there have been a forgotten episode in human history? And Fingerprints of the Gods is my best-known book in this field, but there have been many others. And I ran into a huge amount of academic hostility and criticism in exploring this subject. And what I found was that as a result of that, I was writing books where I felt more and more determined to bulletproof my argument against any criticism that might come up from the academic world. And as I look back on my books, I see them gradually getting longer and longer as a result of this, so that I was writing books of 800 pages in length, primarily because I wanted to make sure that every argument was absolutely nailed down, that the academic critics would be responded to within the book itself. At a certain point, during the early 2000s, I was in the Amazon researching another book, another non-fiction book, and I encountered ayahuasca, the mysterious vine of souls, which is used by shamans in the Amazon to enter what they believe is the spirit world. And since that first encounter with ayahuasca, I've now drunk it more than 30 times, and it's become a very important part of my life. And one of the things that ayahuasca showed me back in 2006 was that my path now is to write a novel. I have to pause on the nonfiction and write a work of fiction. And ayahuasca went further than that. In a series of visions, I was given, essentially, the basic plot, the dilemma, the story of Entangled, and I was told, go write it. I sat down and started to write a novel. It's been a liberation for me. I don't have to worry about those critics anymore. Of course, I can put lots of controversial factual information in the story, but I don't have to bulletproof it. Any critic comes to me and throws a criticism at me, the answer is very simple. Hey, it's just fantasy.
And how much of it do you believe is fantasy?
I have tried to explore serious mysteries concerning the nature of reality in this novel. Is time really what we think it is? What is good? What is evil? What is the place of human choice in this whole equation? But what I've tried to do is to wrap this serious exploration up in a really fast-moving action adventure story where the story just never stops moving. There's constant jeopardy, constant danger, which is moving the story forward. It's pure story in that sense. I don't have to worry about the factual background, but what's fun is to work in these subversive and controversial facts into the story and empower people with that information in a way that's fun to read.
How is writing fiction different from writing non-fiction?
Writing fiction has proved to be a completely different process from writing non-fiction for me. With non-fiction, whenever I sit down to write a book, I already have a detailed plan. I've worked it out far in advance. For a start, I've prepared a synopsis on the non-fiction book, which is the outline that the book will follow. With the novel, it's been completely different. Yes, my encounters with ayahuasca gave me the central characters and the central dilemma of the plot, but it didn't give me all the details. And what I find every day when I sit down to write is that I honestly don't know what's going to happen next. It's what happens during my day's writing is a huge surprise to me. That's part of what makes it such fun. I've put my characters into certain dilemmas, certain places, certain predicaments, and how they respond to those predicaments and places depends on them. In a sense, out there in the ether somewhere, my characters have come alive for me, and they will only let me tell the story in a certain way. So it's been a liberation and an adventure for me as a writer.